From its place on the shelf of immortal romantic classics, we take down The Three Musketeers. One spring morning in the year 1625, a young and hot-tempered gentleman from the province of Gascony arrived in Paris and presented himself to Monsieur de Treville, the captain of the king's musketeers, to apply for permission to enter this famous regiment. The name of this young man was D'Artagnan, and he had only 10 crowns in his purse and a long sword at his side. With these and an inborn courage and determination, he was resolved to conquer Paris. We find D'Artagnan, including his interview with Monsieur de Treville, captain of the king's musketeers.
It's a pity that you lost the letter your father gave you recommending you to me. Then it wouldn't be necessary for you to prove yourself.
As I told you, it was stolen, sir. If ever Providence allows me to catch up with a cowardly villain who took it, I shall...
It's he. There he goes now under your windows.
Excuse me, sir.
Where the devil are you going?
To have a reckoning with the man who stole my letter.
Not so fast, monsieur.
Excuse me, I'm in a devil of a hurry.
There's no need to be rude about it. My name is Athos. You may talk politely, even if you do come from Monsieur de Treville.
I don't care what your name is. I said excuse me, and that should be quite enough. I also said to you that I'm in a haste, so lose your hold on me. I only work in such a hurry.
If you're gentlemen in a hurry, you can find me without running after me. Do you understand?
Perfectly. Where shall we have our little discussion?
Behind the Luxembourg at noon.
I'll be there 10 minutes before.
Run, Mr. Gentleman, as I shall soon have the pleasure of cutting your ears off.
Which way did he go?
Oh,
the tall gentleman with a scar on his face. Oh, there he is.
Montreblou, let go of my cloak. His Porthos has said so.
Not how you had your devilish cloak. It's the cloak that has me.
Monsieur, you stand a good chance of being chastised if you tangle yourself up in musketeers' cloaks in this fashion.
Chastise is a strong word, monsieur.
It is indeed. And it is Porthos, the musketeer, who can stand behind the word.
We shall see, Monsieur Porthos, if you're willing to stand behind it, say, at 1 o'clock behind the Luxembourg.
That suits me very well. I shall have the pleasure of killing you there.
You talk almost as big as you are, monsieur. Monsieur, I'm sorry to interrupt, but did any of you see a tall gentleman with a scar on his face pass this way?
No one came this way at all.
Oh. Well, thank you, monsieur. Oh, I believe that monsieur dropped this handkerchief, and it's one you would be sorry to lose.
Aramis. You still deny that you know Madame de Bois Tracy? Look, you... This handkerchief has her initials on it.
You're mistaken, de Cotier. And so is this gentleman. The handkerchief isn't mine.
Oh, Aramis, you're a sly fox indeed. Well, I'll see you now. So good day.
Good day.
Monsieur Aramis, I hope you will excuse me. I had no way of knowing.
I suppose, monsieur, that you're not a fool. And if you had a very good reason of knowing that people do not tread upon pocket handkerchiefs without a reason... You know that, don't you?
Yes, monsieur, but why did you let it fall so awkwardly out of your pocket?
I have said, monsieur, that the handkerchief did not fall from my pocket.
Now that we're alone, I can say that you've lied twice, for I saw it fall.
So you take it that way, do you, Master Gascon? Very well. I shall teach you how to behave yourself.
On guard, monsieur.
Now, see here, if you please. Can't you see that we're opposite the Hotel d'Aiguillon, which is full of the Cardinal's guards? Dueling is forbidden, and they'd like nothing better than an opportunity to arrest us.
Very well. Then let us say behind the Luxembourg at 2 o'clock.
That will suit me very well. Ah, monsieur, you are punctual.
As you see, I would not disappoint, monsieur.
Are you expecting your seconds, monsieur?
I have none. I arrived in Paris only today.
Ah, that is too bad. But I see one of mine approaching now.
What does this mean, Athos?
This is the gentleman with whom I'm going to fight.
Why, but I am also going to fight with him.
But not before 1 o'clock.
Wait, I am also going to fight with this gentleman.
But not until 2 o'clock. On guard, Athos.
At your service, monsieur. He's back, gentlemen. The Cardinal's guard. He's back.
Hola, musketeers. Fighting in the street? Tut-tut, gentlemen. You know it is forbidden. I must ask you to follow us and be placed under arrest.
Well, Athos,
there are five of them and the three of us.
But I shall never again report to Monsieur de Treville as a conquered musketeer.
Excuse me, gentlemen. You said there were three of you. But it appears to me we are four.
Withdraw, young man. You're not a musketeer. Flee and save your skin.
There speaks Jussac, the cardinal's guard.
I do not wear the uniform, but my heart is that of a musketeer. I'll never withdraw. Let's charge them.
Pardieu, young man, I like your spirit. So, Athos, Porthos, Aramis, and...
D'Artagnan.
Fire!
Paris in the 17th century, an exciting and romantic place. But in the Louvre, there was an unhappy, lonely woman, the Queen of France. An Austrian by birth, she found herself alone and friendless in the splendor of her court. Mistrusted by her husband, hated by the cardinal, surrounded by spies of his eminence who had succeeded in driving all those who would be loyal to her away from her side, she sits unhappily in her waiting room with the one friend she has left, her maid, Constance.
Constance, we've been tricked again by the cardinal, Charles and I.
But, Your Majesty, didn't you...
You must think me mad. Would I write a letter asking the Duke of Buckingham to visit me? Why, it's worth his life and mine, too, if the cardinal discovers him in Paris. No. No, depend upon it. The cardinal wrote that letter to Charles and signed my name to it.
Your Majesty?
Yes. If it is he, I must see him and send him back to England and to safety forever.
Your Majesty, I have seen you only four times in my life, and each time you are more beautiful.
No, Constance, don't go. I want you to escort the Duke safely out of Paris.
Out of Paris? Why, Your Majesty?
Amon, you must know by this time that it was not I who wrote to you.
Yes. Yes, I know that I must have been mad, senseless to believe that letter. But it was solely for my love of you that I dared to hope.
Milord, let us realize that the word love can never pass our lips. We are divided not only by an ocean, but also by my husband, by two thrones, and the jealousies of two kingdoms. I beg you, Milord, to forget me.
If only you give me a remembrance. A keepsake so that I might always have something that would remind me of you.
Here, Milord. Here is a pin of 12 diamonds. Keep this, Milord, in memory of me.
Your hand, madame. Your hand. Goodbye, dear heart. Goodbye.
Goodbye. My love.
The musketeers are outside, Treville.
Yes, sire.
I trust, Your Majesty, that this time you will punish these men as they deserve.
Rest assured, Monsieur the Cardinal.
It is not for nothing that I am called Louis the Just.
Your Majesty, there were three musketeers, and the fourth, who is also outside, is a young lad, almost a boy, an apprentice musketeer.
Come now, Treville, would you have me believe that three of my musketeers and a young lad who is only an apprentice put to rout five of the cardinal's guards and kill the great swordsman, Jussac?
Sire, you may see for yourself. Here they are.
See, Monsieur the Cardinal, you can see for yourself. This D'Artagnan is but a youth.
I see.
And they put to rout five of the terrible guards of Monsieur the Cardinal. Why, Treville, this is a victory. A complete victory.
I can see, Your Majesty, that you have, as usual, prejudged the case. I can only ask that you accept my resignation.
My dear Richelieu, excuse me, I perhaps used the wrong word. And I certainly haven't made up my mind.
Not made it up at all.
Thank you, sire.
We haven't even heard the story as yet. Have we, Monsieur de Treville?
Your Majesty, Athos, Porthos, and Aramis had met this young cadet from Gascony, D'Artagnan, whom I'm putting into my brother-in-law's regiment.
Thank you, sir.
And they decided on an afternoon of pleasure
when they were accosted by five of the cardinal's guards, all armed. And I put it to you, sire, what would five armed men be doing behind the Luxembourg unless it were for the purpose of dueling?
And breaking the edict. You are perfectly right, Turin. You see that too, don't you, Rissinger?
Yes, sir.
I see very well. Now all that remains is for you to reward these gallant musketeers for their bravery.
I dislike sarcasm, Richelieu.
I ask your Majesty's pardon.
And as for you three musketeers and this Gaston recruit, I wish to warn you, gentlemen, that I will not tolerate brawling. You have disabled five of the Cardinal's guards, and that is quite enough. Quite enough. And now you may retire, gentlemen. Go with him, Treville. Monsieur the Cardinal and I have affairs of state with which to concern ourselves.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Good night, Your Eminence.
Good night.
Your Majesty,
I offered my resignation a little earlier.
But you can't mean it, Richelieu.
Sire, my health is sinking under these never-ending labors for France. I say that I no longer can undergo the constant struggle against those who would conspire against France. And against you, sir.
Oh, if you are going to start about the queen.
Oh, heaven forbid that the queen should suffer the least uneasiness on my account. As a matter of fact, sir, it wasn't to her majesty at all that I was referring. And to prove it, you know how the queen likes dancing. Why shouldn't we have a ball in her honor?
Oh, that's a capital idea, Mr. Dear.
Thank you, sire. And I hope it shows that I have no animosity towards the queen. Let us have the ball. And it will give the lovely queen an opportunity to wear those beautiful diamonds that you had made into a pin for her.
The ball, by all means, Richelieu. And we shall all be friends.
Your Majesty is too kind. And you won't forget about the diamond pin.
I assure you, Richelieu, the queen shall wear it.
I should like to see how those diamonds become Her Majesty.
The curtain rises on Act Two of The Three Musketeers. D'Artagnan, the young Gaston, who has come to Paris to join the king's musketeers and make his fortune, has succeeded in neither, but he has progressed. He's been admitted as a cadet in the company of Monsieur the Chevalier de César, a brother-in-law of the captain of the king's musketeers. He's made firm friends with the three musketeers, Athos, Porthos, and Aramis, and he's incurred the enmity of the all-powerful cardinal, the Duc de Richelieu. The cardinal has laid a plot to sully the reputation of the queen by having the king prepare a magnificent ball in her honor, and having made sure that the king will request the queen to wear a diamond pin, which the cardinal knows very well, the queen has given as a keepsake to the Duke of Buckingham. Now for Act Two of The Three Musketeers, starring Louis Van Ruten as D'Artagnan. Later, we find D'Artagnan, Athos, Porthos, and Aramis, the firmest of friends, marching down a street with their arms linked together so that no one may pass without their permission.
What do we hear? A pretty enough maid, I swear.
Oh, let me pass, gentlemen. Please let me pass, I
pray. Not until you tell us your name, you pretty creature.
My name is Constance, and now let me pass.
Not until you have paid toll with a kiss.
Bashful Gaskin is picking up the habits of the musketeers very quickly.
Please, sir, please let me die.
What's this? Oh, a love letter from your mistress, no doubt.
Oh, give me that,
isn't it? Oh, not so fast. There, may I...
Oh, now you've seen to whom it's addressed, and may God save the queen. God save me.
Come, my girl. We're all loyal subjects of the king. No word of this shall drop from our lips.
Our Gascon friend has hit upon a secret, I see.
If you'll all go to my lodgings and wait for me, I'll have news for you, I'm sure.
I will wait for you, D'Artagnan. Here, follow me.
Now, my girl, we both serve the queen out with it.
Oh, monsieur, can I trust you? Can she trust you? We're at our wit's end. We need help so badly, and we know not where to turn.
So long as the Queen doesn't wish me to betray France, you can trust me.
Oh, no, monsieur. France isn't involved. It's the Queen alone and His Eminence.
The Cardinal? Why, tell me. I have no love for the Cardinal nor his guards.
You know the ball that His Majesty is preparing for the Queen.
Most certainly. It's a week from today.
I know. And His Majesty has requested very specially that the Queen wear the diamond pin he gave her. But Her Majesty cannot wear it because she has given it to the Duke of Buckingham as a memento on condition that he should never see her again. The Cardinal knows. He must know. And this is his way to disgrace the Queen. Oh, you will. You must help us, monsieur.
Yes, but how?
By taking this letter to the Duke in London. We dare not trust it to the post. Once you reach the Duke, he shall find a way, we're sure. Oh, will you, monsieur? Will you serve your Queen?
Give me the letter.
What? Back so soon from a conversation with a pretty maid, D'Artagnan?
Get ready. We haven't a moment to lose.
Why? Are we going somewhere?
To London.
And how about money?
Here's a bag with 300 crowns. We'll divide it equally. One for all and all for one.
Agreed.
One for all and all for one.
We're four hungry men.
But at your service, gentlemen. You know, I'm only an innkeeper. I wish to drink your health.
And we yours, landlord.
Now a toast to the health of His Eminence, the Cardinal.
Gladly. If you will also drink a toast with me to His Majesty.
I acknowledge no other king but His Eminence. And any man who does is a fool.
Say you so, landlord? Then you're drunk.
There can be but one reply to that.
You are most certainly a fool, Porthos.
Come, gentlemen, we're leaving.
What? You're not going to support your comrade?
We have no stomach for a fight.
I'm a stupid enough knave. Go on ahead. I'll join you.
D'Artagnan, we can gallop these poor beasts no more. They're worn out.
So long as they carry us, we're fortunate.
Look ahead. What's that?
A few laborers repairing the road.
No. An ambush.
An ambush.
Forward. Spurs. I'm
hit. No. Don't go. Go on without me.
This morning we sailed for England.
But this is the first I've slept until tonight. The inn was not bad, D'Artagnan. You go and saddle the horses while I pay the bill.
Done.
Well, landlord, what is the bill?
2 crowns. One for each of you for a night's lodging.
There you are, then.
What's this?
2 crowns, as you said.
Coming, Athos.
In a moment.
He's a counterfeit. Hola! Police!
I am taken. Go on, D'Artagnan. Go on!
Messenger from France to see the Duke of Buckingham.
Hello, monsieur.
Where is he?
Has anything happened to her Majesty?
Here's a letter, sir. I believe she's in some great peril from which your grace alone can save her.
Oh, scoundrel we hear. A clever, clever scoundrel.
Well, he should be thwarted. Here, Patrick, fetch me the casket.
Casket, my lord? Hurry, man. There's not a moment to lose. The casket with the diamond pin.
Here it is, sir.
Here, monsieur. Here are the precious stones which I'd given order should be buried with me. The Queen gave them to me. The Queen requires them back again. Take them, monsieur. Thank you, my lord. Now listen carefully. I will arrange for your sailing to Saint-Valery, a little fishing village.
When you land there, you will go to the first inn you come to. Say one word. Forward. You will be given the best horses in the country and the direction to take and the next inn to stop at. Now remember the password. Forward.
Yet, Your Majesty, the ball hasn't started.
Constance, I'm afraid that we were betrayed by the messenger you sent.
He would never betray us, Your Majesty. I'm sure of that.
Then the Cardinal has had him killed.
Oh, who is there?
Your Highness, it is I, the Duke de Richelieu.
I cannot see you.
I merely came to inquire of Your Majesty's health.
Well, I'm not too well.
I should not advise Your Majesty to plead an indisposition. I should particularly like to see Your Majesty at the ball tonight.
I understand, Your Eminence.
Yes. Au revoir, Your Highness. Until later.
I must go, Constance.
Oh, please, Your Majesty.
Your messenger failed.
Please, then just say that... that you didn't wear the pin because you were afraid it might be stolen.
No. That would only make matters worse. Open, my dear Constance.
Oh, Your Majesty.
Open.
His Majesty awaits, Your Highness.
I am going, Constance.
D'Artagnan.
Oh, D'Artagnan, thank heavens. Oh, if it's only not too late.
Good evening, madame.
Good evening, sire.
Madame, you are looking exceedingly well tonight.
Thank you, sire.
Exactly so. I just remarked to His Majesty that I'd never seen you look so ravishingly beautiful. But, Your Majesty, where are the diamonds? The pin His Majesty gave you.
Your Eminence and sire, I,
Your Majesty, excuse me. Excuse me, but Her Majesty forgot her diamond pin.
Constance.
Yes, Your Majesty. It's in your chambers awaiting you. I thought Your Majesty should like to have it.
Yes, I should like it very much. You will excuse me.
Nay, madam, we will do better. We will accompany you. Exactly what I was about to suggest, Your Majesty.
Very well.
What, Treville? You here? And the recruit, D'Artagnan?
Yes, sire. I came to tell you that, with your permission, Monsieur D'Artagnan is to be a recruit no longer. As of this evening, I would like your gracious permission to make him a full-fledged musketeer.
Here, Your Majesty. Here is the pin.
Thank you, Constance. Is it not beautiful, Your Eminence?
Madam, I cannot admire it enough. It's indeed of surpassing brilliance. And if it were not so striking, I would say that it's almost miraculous.
Well, sire, do I have your permission to make D'Artagnan a musketeer?
Oh, yes, of course. Do as you please, Treville. Her Majesty and I want to dance.
Oh, just a moment, Monsieur D'Artagnan.
You're in.
I feel that in some way I also should give you something as a reward for your outstanding service on that little trip.
But, Your Eminence, I feel that I should be most unworthy to accept it.
Oh, nonsense, monsieur. I'm offering you a captaincy in my guard.
I beg leave to refuse.
Oh. Do you then hate me so much?
Not at all, Your Eminence. It's simply that if I accept your far too generous offer, I will no longer have you as my opponent. Good night, Your Eminence.